lifts off, taking my coat off. Showing my tattoos, I'm supposed to show off. Huh. I feel the pain and then roll off. I got the whole city, they about to go off.
Well, tonight, so I'm talking Mitch with Mitch. In our entertainment section, we'll be covering Lil' Kim's comeback tour once again. And we'll be going over perpinfo.com, our featured site. And in segment two, our relationship segment, we'll be discussing some hot topics. That's what does it mean when an ex catches you right, calls you right before she's getting married. If you find someone, something in your man or girl's phone, do you have the right? Is it ever okay to burp or fart in front of your mate? And seven things you should know to be comfortable in front of your man. On tonight's show, we're talking Ish with Ish. And in segment three, we will bring back our secret letter, which is a brand new hot segment. And so much more. But right now, we're about to go to the man himself and his guest co-host, Romalik Moon. We're not going to waste any time. We're going to bring him on right now. And that's Ish, and you listening to Talking Ish with Ish. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Once again, we're back for another episode. Talking Ish with Ish. It's your boy Ish. I got my man next to me. Introduce yourself.
It's Romalik Moon. Good evening, peace. Buenos tardes, kombawa, however you want to do it. How y'all doing?
Yes, so what we're going to do is jump off into this Lil' Kim comeback tour.
Okay. Is this really is what it is, a Lil' Kim comeback tour?
It's something, I don't know. My thing with this is, how is it a comeback tour? Like, you've been here, you just weren't able to sell records. Like, it's no comeback tour. Now you're trying to invest more money into coming back. But you've been here. Nobody just wanted to listen to you anymore.
But I'm thinking, I'm looking at this right, and I'm thinking, you know, it says it was officially announced earlier last week on Live Nation's website. I'm wondering if Live Nation has a hand in there, you know, money-wise. So, you know, what you think about that?
I mean, she's definitely a show act.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What I'm not going to do is discuss anything to do with Live Nation. Okay.
Power! I'm curious, though, as to what she has, you know, like right now. You have your Nicki Minaj, and I think Nicki Minaj right now is the hottest female act out there regarding hip-hop, so... I wonder what she has to do to, you know, to be just as good or better right now, you know, because, you know, for a while, Lil' Kim wasn't writing her own music.
Yeah, and really, she died when Biggie died.
Yeah, that she's like a zombie right now.
Yeah, and
a fine zombie.
Ain't much to talk about when it comes to her musically. I want to talk about what the dummy did to her whole body. Have you seen the pictures of her lately?
Not lately. Last time I saw her, she looked like a baby doll, like a cabbage patch.
Well, they say that's because she went to jail and she couldn't get, like, you know, when you get those surgeries, you gotta have checkups.
Man, look here.
Well, see, one thing about it, if your body right, if you happy with who you are, you don't need no checkups.
My thing is, what person tries to literally make themselves look like a Barbie doll?
Nicki Minaj.
No, Nicki ain't get ribs taken out. And all this stuff, because there was a fact, if there was a woman built like a Barbie doll, it was something crazy, like they would have to be 6'7 or 6'10 in order to make the proportions add up to how a Barbie is built.
And weigh 90 pounds.
Yeah, it was something insane. So you would never be able to look like a Barbie. I don't know, my co-host might, because he is about 6'10.
Wow. Okay, that one went over my head. I'm really not that tall. Matter of fact, you and I might be the same height.
No, I doubt that very seriously.
Yeah, I might be a little bit taller than you. Did say I was 6'10".
Yeah. Now, Nicki Minaj, there's really no proof that she's done any surgeries yet.
Right.
Lil' Kim, her cheeks, hips.
Yeah, she pretty.
Missing ribs.
She's looking pretty bad.
Lil' Kim looked like she had some surgery from all types of doctors. Dr. Seuss might have had a hand in
it. That's what I was saying, too. Like, she probably could come back. In my opinion, I love Kim. She probably could come back and body Nicki. I like Kim over Nicki all day. But
lyrically?
Lyrically. But Kim probably.
No.
Kim has to do the lyrics to Queen B, Loot, by 80 times at the concert.
Yeah, no. I can't go. I will not. I refuse to let you sit up here and say lyrically. What's the deepest Lil' Kim song you ever heard?
I couldn't tell you because I don't really
Queen
listen.
B, that's
I
the only
buy
one.
Female's albums.
I know you hear me in the radio. Hey, nah, that ain't going
to
cut
that,
it.
That
now.
One album she had before she went to jail was hot. If she could have promoted that, we might not even be talking about Nicki Minaj.
Hot, you might be pushing it, saying
well,
hot.
All I'm saying is her problem is her look, man. She don't look appealing. Don't nobody want to see that.
Hey, I'm with Nicki. Nicki will body her all day. Because Nicki rapped about being a monster.
So
Lil' Kim looks like a monster.
So it's
100%. Wow. So I got to go with the one that at least is just talking.
So it's 100% for sure that Nicki's writing her rhymes.
Well, it's either her SB.
I think it's SB. That's the only reason
he's
keeping them around.
SB, I don't know. What is he?
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know, man.
I would say that you
we
might
want to. We got an audio where he was talking for her on something, man. I don't know.
You might want to look at Nicki Minaj's credits on her songs and see who's writing and doing what. That way you can tell, because if her name is on there and his name is on there and he didn't do the track, then there you go.
Yeah.
His name is on there, regardless, if his name is on there and you don't know if he did the track, more than likely he did. So he probably...
We might have to get our crack research team on that.
Yeah, get the crack research team on that.
Now, the other thing that happened was Tupac's concert was last night. For those who didn't see it, Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre with Tupac did
Tupac.
A current concert last night. Tupac. Huh?
You heard him right. Tupac Shakur.
Last night they had a concert with Tupac.
He is alive.
Huh? I seen it with my own eyes. If you haven't seen it, we have it on purpinfo.com.
That's deep.
Yeah, let's play just a little bit.
Give me a second to cue that up.
Yeah, Tupac is back. I knew he wasn't dead. You thought he was dead, didn't you?
I can pretty much say that he is.
Well, how he did a show last night?
It might be a hologram.
What you ain't going to do is spoil it for everybody this early.
I mean, you know, you asked me a question now. You know, that's what I think it might be. That image right there look like, you know, it might be a hologram.
All right, we're going to play Tupac's performance.
Bring Bob Marley back.
By the way, Rick Ross did tell y'all, Rick Ross and Meek Mill, Tupac's back.
Tupac's back.
That look like Pac to me. Thug Life. I know Tupac wasn't quite that built, what?
Nah, this might be Tupac.
He been working out. That's all he's trying to do, work out.
What up, Trey? What's up, Pac? What up, Snoop? What's up, my nigga? What the fuck is up, Coachella?
It is awesome, though. This shit is awesome to see.
Yeah.
This is This is remarkable, though. Technology.
Technology is remarkable. For those of you getting the chance to see this on perpinfo.com/perptv, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Tupac performing. This is at Coachella last night at 3 in the morning. Cali time.
Don't push me. Revenge is like a sweet short. That's the game. Picture paragraphs unloaded. Wise words being quoted. Beat the weakness in the rap game and so I think of bow down, pray to God, hoping that it's listening. See your niggas coming for me. My diamonds when they listen. Now pay attention, listen to me, father. I'm a ghost, go shit and feel hell better.
You gotta like. You gotta love the way technology is, right?
Yeah.
You know what's next is a Biggie concert.
Biggie and Tupac live.
Pop is my man. Rest in peace, Tupac.
You see it, y'all. You know, Snoop Dogg was live with him. Sorry, fella, it's a little choppy.
Yeah.
So, we're going to cut it down.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Pop, let these motherfuckers know what
I'm telling you. They on to something with this. They started a whole nother movement.
Yeah. They're about to make the human being obsolete.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they're showing you. We don't even need you. We just need your lyrics and your voice, and we'll throw a hologram up.
We take you out and put a hologram in your place.
They got it from Mariah Carey, is what I'm told by the research team.
Yeah.
And apparently she had five different holograms up with her singing live on stage doing different parts of the song. So
this is interesting.
Yeah. Mariah, you might have messed up some money.
Yeah, bro.
You should have really
patented that.
Yeah. Woo, you messed up some dough. We talking about hundreds and hundreds of millions.
I mean, hey, if I go see a Pac concert now.
Yeah, but you know what? I think happened with that technology. It's a company that's probably going around licensing what they're doing with the holograms. So Mariah put it out there for them, but everybody else can bite, and these people eating whoever it is they're eating. Because not to sound spooky, but they're bringing the dead back to life. Elvis, the list goes on and on.
I don't want to see no damn Elvis hologram.
Me either. Bring back Bob Marley.
Elvis come back in a hologram. I need to ask that Elvis some questions. Why the hell you kept stealing all these black people music?
And I didn't know you liked green.
You know what I'm saying? How you go from being a sex symbol to just fat and not even caring at the end. You just eating.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and greens, whatever.
I like some collard greens. And some corn.
That's a fact y'all didn't know. Elvis loved soul food.
There you go. Look it up. Google it.
Yeah. He ate at my great-granddaddy soul food restaurant once.
Elvis might have been eating roadkill out there in the woods.
And off that, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back and get this thing a little more live.
Indeed, indeed.
Yo, check us out tonight on Talking Ish with Ish at 9 p.m. with this host, DJ TJ. Call in right now at 646-478-3372. Again, that's 646-478-3372. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at PerpInfo, and also the host at Ish5014. Watch the show live on perpinfo.com/perptv or at perpinfo.com/perpradio. Call in right right now at 646-478-3372. Again, that's 646-478-3372. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Perp Info and also the host at ES5014. Watch the show live on perpinfo.com/perptv or at perpinfo.com/perpradio.
Not being able to find the latest in hip-hop and entertainment news in your area? Look no further. Log your punk ass on to www.perpinfo.com. That's right, you heard it here first, perpinfo.com. And for all your entertainment and marketing needs, you can call DSFXENT. That's 813-444-DSFX. Once again, that's DSFXENT for all your entertainment and marketing needs. And that phone number again is 813-444-DSFX. DSFXENT for all your entertainment and marketing needs. At DSFXENT, they offer three types of service: good, cheap, and fast. And you can choose any two. Just know that good service cheap won't be fast. And good service fast won't be cheap. And fast service cheap will not be good. Come to DSFXENT for any of your entertainment and marketing needs. Anywhere from branding to graphics to service engineering. Website, software, music production, studio time, business consulting, clothing, and marketing. We do all of this. Once again, that's DSFXENT, 813-444-DSFX. That phone number again is 813-444-DSFX.
But I know that it won't, so ain't no trying, impossible load that I carry on my shoulders, I'm about to explode. Feeling mighty Colorado, these boulders I hold. The pressure's so intense, it's got me going insane. Sometimes I feel like Prince, cause maybe I'm just too demanding. And I always feel like I'm just a plan B. Steady searching, can I find a girl that understands me? The one I really want to really want me. The one that really want me only hit me when she drunk. See, I try to keep up a front, but I think it's breaking down. I gotta wonder why I feel alone when you around. I gotta wonder how long I can keep up this mirage. Feeling twisted inside, need a tissue massage. Need to get my mind right. Need a wife before I hit the limelight. Need to find a binary star so I can shine bright.
Yo, 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 back live. It's your boy Ish. Right now we're gonna dive into the relationship portion of the show. Now, one of the questions that I received was, what does it mean when an ex is calling you right before they get married?
Wow. What does it mean when an ex is calling you right before they get married?
Now, I know, I'm going to let you go first, because what, you've been married like 12 times,
yeah.
And I know you made some calls before you got married.
But it says when an ex is calling you right before they get married.
You that ex.
okay, so you saying, you know, your final goodbyes. Your final goodbyes, you know, I'm making this stuff my life. This is where I'm going in my life, and I just want you to know that, you know, things are beautiful, but don't call me.
Is that really why you making? Are you making that last call goodbye, or are you making that last call hello?
It's
we got to keep it 100, man. We got to keep it 100.
It ain't
saying bye.
What do you call it? A shove off? What do you call it? A shove off? You know, thank you very much. Get one more in before it's time to go.
Yeah, that's more like the last hello.
Or the first goodbye.
Hell nah, because you might have said goodbye when you started dating whomever you wanted to marry.
You know, but sometimes people run back into people again, you know, so it could be, you know.
What I think it is you trying to, what you want from those calls, when you're making those calls right before you're about to get married, you're basically searching for that excuse not to get married. And if all of your last goodbyes don't respond like they should respond back, well, hell, then there's no problem. You're going to jump the broom.
I mean, but, you know, it could be one of those, you know, what do you call them?
One last fling. Let me get one last one in since I'm going to be with this one for the rest of my life.
There you go.
I feel you on that.
Would either one of y'all do that?
Do what?
You about to get married and you call that ex up.
Well, one thing about it, I'm not too concerned about the telephone numbers. My thing is the numbers, how much is it going to cost this wedding? Them the numbers I'm concerned about. Yeah, you better do me right. All these flowers and pretty dresses and everything, you know.
What you're not going to do on talking this with this is abandon ship. Hey. What I need you to do is stay on topic.
We talking about the phone call.
Producer, what was the question you asked?
I mean, would you do that? If you about to get married, would you make that one last call to that ex?
Are we keeping it 100?
We always try to keep it 100.
Well, hell, I'm going to tell the truth.
I'd make a call.
I'm probably going to, the top three that's not my meant to be, probably going to get a call from it. Just because, like, man, I got to get it. Because I'm the type, I guess, if I'm married, I'm 100% faithful. I hope and pray.
Well, how you
gonna, I doubt it, but I hope and pray.
How you going to be faithful if you starting it off wrong? Like, you say you go back in
what
one
you
more
mean,
time.
How?
That's what I'm saying. You say you go back in one more time.
I haven't taken it. I haven't done anything yet.
So you just gonna keep last night where it was and move on forward.
Hell yeah! I don't know what the hell she doing at a bachelor party, bachelorette party. So if I don't know what she up to, hell, now we back to the get back, just in case. Something freaky happened at the bachelorette party. Let me double back on a couple of bras, and then I'll just live with the guilt.
I think I'll make the phone call just to let the, you know, sister know what's going on. Look, I don't know if you heard, but...
You got Facebook, don't you?
Yeah, but yeah. See, I'm going to tell you what happened with me.
If you post it on Facebook, they know.
From a personal experience, I got married and didn't let someone know.
Wow.
Yeah, and
how did you pull that off?
You said, how did I pull it off?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't tell her, dumbass.
Yeah, I kind of held it under wraps. I held it under wraps, and it caused me some problems.
Wait, but why would you receive problems from not letting somebody that you're no longer seeing? Because obviously you've been dating the other person for a little minute, okay. So... If you weren't keeping in contact with her throughout all that time, what difference did it make once you were about to get, once you got married?
Well, there was, you know, there was a lot of time, there was a lot of distance, but there was also, I was just, you know.
Cheating.
No, it wasn't that. It was just that we never, I still had feelings. Although I didn't see her, I still had feelings. But I met someone else. Like I said, it was time and distance. I met someone else, and I never really had any closure with this other woman.
You want to say her name?
No, I don't want to say her name.
She might be listening. You might could get her back.
But hitting her up before the marriage, that's giving you closure?
I didn't hit her up before the marriage.
So you married?
Did I marry her? I married somebody else.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, but hey, you know, it was...
But you a dog's dog, to tell the truth.
No, you a dog's dog now.
Hey, I've run across many a dog. Hell, I'm a dog. But from one dog to another, I always have to bow down to you because you might be the grimiest of the grimiest.
Junkyard dog.
Yeah, hey.
You're off the wall. Let me put a disclaimer out for that.
Them always the bad dogs, too.
Yeah, all he's eaten his whole life was red meat.
I'm a gentleman.
He has no clue what cooked food feels like.
He just tastes the blood.
Yeah.
I had a moment in my life, you know, where I, experienced some things. But, I've always been a gentleman, and I pride myself on being a gentleman. But, I prefer now just being, a one-woman man.
Okay, so they heard that. Now, I feel like we're veering off a little bit. So, would you... How many times have you called the next while you're dating someone else?
Oh, man. I've done it a few times. I've done it a few times.
Dang on shame.
Then you got to look at the reason, like our motivations behind why we do what we do. You know, sometimes we get involved in relationships and we think that, 6 months or a year, whatever, down the road, that we'll be feeling the same way we felt in the beginning. And sometimes it's not like that. You know, people have ulterior motives. So you seek out something that you either let go or that you lost. You seek that out, where you want to be comfortable, feeling that same way. So sometimes you call just to get that feeling, just to, recapture that feeling.
I feel you on that. Like, because after a certain period of time, all you remember are the good times.
There you go.
Because I damn near did that once with somebody, and then it dawned on me, though. I had to step back and realize why the hell I left them alone the first time.
Yeah, see, that's why I say you hitting them up. That ain't closure. That's opening the door wide open.
Yeah, that's hello.
You got to be careful who you call back.
Now you married. Now she texting you like, oh, last night was so amazing. I want to see you again. And
matter of fact, you're on the honeymoon. I just thought of a word. It's not closure. It's hellosure. Mm-hmm. Huh? That's that hellosure.
Or pleasure.
What?
Pleasure. Closure, pleasure.
Oh, damn.
Can we connect one more game?
Oh, we about to connect. Oh, you damn right. It's about to be some connecting going on. Now, me and you about to see each other eye to eye in 1 second.
Hey, 646, press 1 if you want to come on the line.
I'm about to tell you this. Topic. What happens when you say some shit that I can't relate to? I got to send you somewhere.
I'm going to the penalty box, man.
Oh, damn. He beat me to it. Producer.
Yes, sir.
I need for the co-host.
Oh, he's in the
go in the penalty box and then playpen real quick.
Here y'all
hey. He tried to throw pleasure in it. Like, he tried to really express the year. Closure. Hellosure. Pleasure.
Penalty ball music.
Yeah, hey.
You get the ride on him. To the song goes.
Hey. Now, I've heard some stupid shit in my life. Mainly from my other co-host. But what this male just did with that pleasure-er and try to express it to make it fit and just snap right in like a puzzle piece.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Pleasure. Yeah.
What we're not going to do on Talking Issue It is make the show for the mentally challenged. All my viewers and listeners got good sense.
Yeah, they got diplomas at least. Most of them.
He did that Luther Vandross shit with the curl that never quite curled. That's what that was with that pleasure.
Yeah.
It never quite just sat in there properly. But he's all right. He's learning on the job. So, hell, I got to spot him now. I ain't going to keep him in there too long.
You want to bring him out, man?
Yeah, we could bring him out. Let me see if this caller want to say something.
I appreciate you.
646-246.
Press 1 if you want to say something.
646-246. If you have something you want to say, press 1.
All right.
We just want to
listen. Yeah, you all right. Now.
But, I mean, going back to the topic, I just don't think that's closure, man. I just think that opens the door back up into more problems. Or not even, it's going to be problems then, because if they out your life, they out your life for a reason.
So
we need to be hitting them back up, especially on your marriage date. That's just
not on the day you get married, but after you engage, like the weeks, you might have like 2 weeks or something. Like it's really the fatality. I'm gonna call it the fatality of getting married has finally sunk in. You realize this is the only thing I'm gonna have for the rest of my life. What you telling me, producer, is you wouldn't try to get one or two more in before that D-Day?
Nah, cause I'm gonna be too nervous about what I'm about to do anyway.
Wait a minute.
So if anything,
Wait a minute.
If anything, I just ain't gonna show up.
All right, I'm gonna give you one shot and one shot only.
Hey, I'm gonna be like, oh man, they go turn.
No. I'm giving you one shot and one shot only.
Okay.
To go back, rethink your answer, and come back with the real. Because if you don't, I'm putting you on blast.
Oh, boy.
Now, what you're telling me is, right before that D-Day, maybe 2 weeks prior, you're not going to hit up one of them old things and try to get one more in before it's all said and done?
I tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to call her. But I might tweet her, poke her, or text her on Facebook. I might poke on Facebook, tweet her, you know what I'm saying, DM or text her, like, hey. And if she go from there, then, you know what I'm saying, it's whatever. Yeah, you're right, because I am going to be, love. I'm the only reason I'm going to be doing that too, I'm going to be looking for a way out.
You talking about that computer love.
Yeah, I ain't going to call her because I'm going to be, I ain't going to know what to say.
This from the man that has slept with more married women than I've ever known any male to do in my life.
Never.
But I got to believe he wouldn't do it to his boo, but it's all right if he's that cat that's doing it to other people's boos.
I think you're looking at yourself on the screen. That's who you talking to?
Huh? Well, really? I expect an apology right now or I go deeper.
Hey, it's all fabrication, so go deeper.
Huh?
I want to see how good you can fabricate something. Go ahead. Go do it.
How about if I throw some numbers out there?
No, numbers of what?
Well.
How about if I tell a few stories?
Oh, Lord.
At any point now, you can start apologizing.
Well, since we're speaking of numbers, let's slide on to the next topic.
I don't feel anything to apologize for, but what
okay, what I'm going to say is...
Hold on, what are you referring to?
All right, there was this last job.
Oh, we're going to go to a commercial break.
At any point, you can apologize.
I'm sorry, man.
Oh, okay, all right. Now what we're going to do is go on to the next topic. If you find something on your man... or girl's phone, did you have the right? No, you know what? We might need to take a quick commercial break.
We're going to take a commercial break and come back to that. That's a deep subject.
Oh, yeah. Cause I got a lot of shit to say about that.
All right.
Such a revelation. It's taught me love and how to be a real man. To always be considerate and do all I can. Protect you, you're my lady and you mean so much. My body tingles all over from the slightest touch of your hand. And understand I'll be frozen in time till we meet face to face and you tell me your mind. If I find you, girl, I swear I'll be a good man. I'm not gonna leave it in destiny's hands. I can't sit and wait for my princess to arrive. I gotta struggle and fight to keep my dream alive. I search the whole world for that special girl. When I finally find you, watch, I love her unfurl. I need love.
On Talking Ish with Ish at 9 p.m. with this host, DJ TJ. Call in right now at 646-478-3372. Again, that's 646-478-3372. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Perp Info and also the host at Ish5014. Watch the show live on perpinfo.com/perptv or at perpinfo.com/perpradio. Call in right now at 646-478-3372. Again, that's 646-478-3372. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Perp Info and also the host at Ish5014. Watch the show live on perpinfo.com/perptv or at perpinfo.com/perpradio.
Become the ghost with the most kids. Hocus pocus, no politics when I'm floating. Blowing like a muffler, I'm hot, that's why I'm smoking. They got that gag reflex, them niggas choking. I flow with a shine, when I smile, you see the trophies. They say I'm back, scaring part, I ain't never left. Just chill for a minute with the hope that y'all be yourself. Slow money, no money, you better be your wealth. I got three words for you ass clown, kill yourself. Self-inflicting when I'm spitting. It don't work, then I'm headed to the kitchen. Whipping work, so you know I got that vision for the mission and the cash that I'm getting.
You know that, you know that, you know that, you know that, you know that. You know I'm something sick, you ain't gotta rub it in. Let's get this over with and bring it to a sudden end. I was kinda hoping that it wouldn't have to come to this. You know who you fucking with or even what you up against. Known to have big guns, something out of action flick. If I hit you with the rap, you ain't got no chance to live. Point blank range, close up, it's the nastiest. I put this banana clip where your Adam's apple is. Totin' little shit, suggest you don't come after me. I got the type of guns you see up in a magazine. It go to ripping consistently through your flannel sleeves. And when you see it, you gon' bounce like a trampoline. I'll speak up, cause y'all ain't listening. I work hard, boss. I'll show you what the business is. Yep, you know this. So damn legitimate. Before you even start, say hello to Mr. Finish It.
You know this, yep, yep. 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 You know this.
Yo, 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 yo. We're back. Hey, I want to give a shout out. That track was done, or that song was done by a cat named Hitman. I gotta gas that. That was hot. That I'm feeling that. Now, we got a caller waiting. Hello? Hello, caller, you on the air?
Hello?
Yeah, that's something you wanted to, a topic you wanted to discuss with?
I just want to give a shout out to my friend Mo.
Where Mo at?
He's on the show.
Oh.
Am I lying?
Yes, you're lying. Is this who I think it is?
Yes, it is.
What are you doing, sister? Everything okay with you?
Hey, my big brother.
All right. I mean, funny I can't get you to call me, but you can get on the radio. That's interesting.
See, why you got to put our business out there on Front Street?
You're going to be a superstar.
I got to put your business on Front Street because you interrupt my show. I'm feeling some type of way. Yeah, this show, Let's Talk, is who it is. You call in and I don't even know the name you even refer to the co-host as. What did you What the hell did you call him?
Well, what is your subject tonight?
Oh, you really you thought you were just calling him, huh?
I just wanted to let my brother know I was proud of him, and I just wanted to give him a shout out. Huh?
You say let your booger know?
My brother.
Oh, okay. All right.
So please don't embarrass me on live radio show.
I mean, you embarrassed me because I thought you were paying attention to the show.
I just came in on the back end, so kind of forgive me.
What part did you hear?
Huh?
I'm putting you out there. What part did you hear?
I just heard all that rap music just a few minutes ago. I didn't really hear the talk part.
All right. I'm going to give you one shot. If you don't give me a great answer, though, I'm going all the way in. And I hold
now,
no punches.
Who am I speaking to?
You speaking to Ish.
Huh?
In Ish with Ish. This is Ish.
Don't fold up. Don't fold up.
Nah. All right. Where
I'm listening.
We're to go with this with the show right now, this segment. The question was, if you find something on your man or girl's phone, did you have a right because you found it on their phone? You get one shot.
Do I have a right?
Yes.
Well, I feel like this, and I grew up in the old era. And my mother always told me, if you go looking, you just might find something that you don't want to find. So I feel like this. If you trust your man or your woman, there's no need to go looking.
You know what?
Go ahead.
You know what?
And I'm going to tell you, I've been married for 10 years, and I don't go searching through my husband's phone because you know what? I trust him, and I believe that if he's doing something that he has no business doing, it'll come to the forefront eventually. Yeah.
You don't have to go searching for it.
No.
I can't even.
It'll reveal. You know what? It'll reveal itself. I don't have time to be going and searching for no through no phone.
Yeah, I agree 110%.
You sounded kind of hot.
I'm above that. God blessed me to see 40 years last year, and I'm above that.
Oh, you a cougar.
Hello. Wow.
Hey, wow. You back?
Okay, you better ask somebody.
Hey, I'm asking you. Hey, yeah.
Where's my big brother at? He know.
I'm right here.
I'm thoroughly impressed with you. And because you gave the perfect answer, I want to apologize for everything that I had set up to say about you. I had a whole, like, little place.
I know you was going to throw me up under the bus.
Hey, I apologize, sister. I apologize because you gave the perfect answer because that's how I view things.
Exactly.
You know, you
look. It's called trust. It's called trust. You have to trust. If you don't trust, you shouldn't be together.
You got a little motor trap, though.
I know. I can talk now. You better ask my brother. I can talk now. I can go for days.
That's him because I'm starting to think. What did you say your name was?
I never did say what my name was.
Pen name.
I'm Stephanie K.
Yeah, I'm starting to think it's talking Steffi K with Steffi K. And the way you, man, you got a mouth on you. You're mad.
Well, you got to appreciate a sister like me. It ain't many of us out there.
Oh, because see, you the type, well, I might not never finish a movie. You just start running your mouth. I just will never finish a movie.
I know, right? No, I just had to call in. I'm so glad I got you guys. And, I appreciate what you guys got going on. And I am proud of my brother. He know I'm proud of him. So, I just couldn't let him down. He texted me, told me to call in, and so that's what I did.
I appreciate it. Can I sneak one more joke in on you?
Go ahead on.
Yeah, you said you were how old?
40.
You got a voice like you're 12.
I know, I get it all the time. Even if you see me, everybody's like, "Why are you 40? Why?"
Wait,
so it's all in how you take care of yourself.
Michelle A? Is that who this is?
Hello.
You in Polk County now?
Thank you.
You left the West Coast?
No, I'm still from the East Coast.
Michelle A ain't from the East Coast?
Yes, I am. Born and raised in Florida.
But I
have toured the world. I've been some places and went out the country.
I need to see ID because.
Well, you can see my ID where we need to meet to see my ID.
Oh. Hey.
I just went a bit too far. I am a married woman, so.
Hey, it's all.
We gonna leave it there.
I mean, you sound like you like candy more than you do candy. And hot wax and stuff.
Now, you got me live on the radio now.
Oh, yeah. You did a good job of answering that question. I ain't mean to even go in like that.
So are y'all giving out prizes since I gave the number one answer? Am I going to get a prize as well?
Yes. Yeah. We ain't giving no, you can't get a Perp Info t-shirt off of it.
We got some tips. He got a tip. Don't eat black beans when you're around a crowd of more than five people.
Don't eat black beans when you're around a crowd of people.
Whoa. Really?
Well, too bad because I eat all of my vegetables.
No.
Too bad.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that is a good segue to the next topic, but
okay.
I just can't let that slide.
Okay, man. All right. Well,
that
I wish you guys the best, and I enjoy talking
I've heard
to you.
In my life. Hold on.
Huh? Okay.
Why are you on the line? Since we, I'm a spam because he's still learning. He's learning as we go. So I'm a spam because that was the perfect segue. The corniest joke, but the perfect segue into our next topic. And before you hang up, I would love to get your opinion on this. Are you ready? Okay.
I'm ready. Hello.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Way too much bass in the voice,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we need you to slow down a little bit. If you're drinking, you like pour that out. If you smoke, put it out. You sound a little vicious on the phone right now, and we're not gonna have her on my brother's show. We're not gonna tolerate that.
Okay.
The question I wanted to ask was,
thank you.
Is
yes.
For okay, for art, your in front of your man.
What was the question again?
Is it ever okay to burp or fart in front of your mate?
Yes.
Natural thing.
It's a natural thing to do.
Wow.
Who's that in the background?
You nasty.
You nasty, Brown.
Hey, you nasty. I disagree. Hold on. I got one more call. Real quick. 305, what's good with you?
Ain't nothing much, man. Hey, listen, I'm gonna give him a little 2 cents real fast.
That you right.
First off, hey, ain't no way you can ever be so comfortable around your man that you burping and farting around. I just don't. That ain't kosher. That don't fly with me. Ain't nothing sexy about that. So you need to keep that to yourself. Hey. Now, the next thing I wanted to chime in on, if that last caller was 40, the host don't like fat girls. And I'm going to hang up on that note.
Hey, I'm going to excuse the latter comment, but he has a point. I mean, I do it in front of whoever I'm with or dating or whatever, but it just is what it is. At no point should a lady feel that comfortable with me.
Let me tell you something. If you've been married more than 10 years, then, honey, it has to be the most comfortable thing in the world, honey, because I've done it. I'm going to be stopped up for you.
Oh, let me tell you one thing, honey. Our sex life is ruined. As soon as you fart in front of me, our sex life is done.
He come out.
Who you talking to?
That's what you say until you get horny. We gonna say something totally different.
Who you talking to in the background? That's the question. You got a whole lot of secret agent stuff going on in the background.
I got my best friend in the background.
Nah, she doing a show off our show. That's what it sounds like.
It sounds like what?
Like you doing a show to our show.
Is your best friend?
No, I ain't doing show to your show. We just called in. That's all. We were just hanging out, and decided we'll call the show.
Okay, where y'all at?
We in Brandon.
Where?
We in Brandon.
I'm plotting. Where?
No, I'm not telling you. No, I ain't telling you all that. I don't know who listening to you. I don't want nobody to know where I live at. Now, I ain't crazy now.
Oh, you crazy a little bit. If you think you can sit up and fart around me like everything's all good and look at me and try to give a cute smile like I don't smell shit. Oh, you you don't lock your damn mind.
No, I don't have it. I'm just not crazy. I ain't going to tell you
whatever
that way I'm at.
Pride it in. We won't have another one after. Soon, the first time you let it go around me will be the last time we ever try to have babies. No more relations. And you throw foreplay completely out the window. It's bad enough when you're living with a woman and, man, damn that. It's bad enough when you're living with a woman and you got to think about her using going number two. Now we just going to lay up
wall.
On the couch and fart on each other?
You off the wall.
Man, no, she off the wall. Think she just going, hey, yeah, we sitting up there watching American Idol, and she let one go and laugh. No, hell no. No, something wrong with the caller. Think she just going to be farting on my leg We got our legs all locked up in on the couch together, chilling, having a good time with the little throw blanket on, and she gonna let out a hot fart and think I'm just gonna lay there and like, oh yeah, baby, yeah, you've been eating greens today, huh? Nah, hell nah, get your ass up. We will never try to make another baby again. Hey, we might as well go on and file for a divorce. I'm done. We can be homies, but the sex life is ruined. But what I'm gonna do is bring another caller on real quick. 813-703. How you feel about what we've discussed?
Well, I feel that once a woman passes gas in front of me, it's over and done with, man. Because every time I'm about to go in, penetrate, I'm going to be thinking about that fart, and that smell is going to be embedded in my nose. And that's going to just ruin everything, man. I don't care, we've been married for 50 years. You got to suck it up or something. I don't mind the monkey farting. I don't mind that, so to speak, but because it doesn't have a smell. But that coming from your rear, no, man, you cannot do that, man. I promise you cannot do that. And I heard the lady said that she doesn't mind doing that. You might need to recheck that. Are you single right now?
She's married, she said. Once you've been married 10 plus years, you'll understand is what she said.
Well, okay, I can, but it's still going to be gross. I don't care. It's going to always be gross to me. So, I mean, that's just how I feel about it.
So, Ish, let me ask you. You ain't going to let one go around your lady?
Oh, I do it all the time. I don't give a damn.
I'm going to keep it real.
Trying to be ladylike. Hey,
I'm going to keep it
but
real.
But that's what I won't do. That's what I won't do. I won't, if I show you the same courtesy, I won't lay one around you if you don't lay one around me. You know what I'm saying? Even though if you don't mind it, then I'm gonna let her rip. But you know what I'm saying? I'll show you the same person.
You know, we got to keep in mind too, Carla. This right here, this is like a natural act. This is like the act of nature. You know, your body. You eat. You know, and things happen, and sometimes you can't control it. You can't excuse yourself. But whatever.
Okay, so it's sex is a natural act, but you don't go around boning everything, do you?
No, but we're talking about two different things. We're talking about pleasure and
the principle of it is the same. It's a different situation, but the principle of it is the same.
You have free will to do both.
But you have the consciousness to control both also. So that's what makes it the same.
Do you burp or let gas around your mate? Let me ask you this. Have you ever been in a situation where you just couldn't control it around anybody and you got to let it go?
Yeah, I have. And you know what I've done? I tried to ooze it out. You feel me? I don't just, you know, blatantly just blurb it out. I really ooze it out.
You're talking way too graphic for me, man. Yo, that oozing, you know where your ass got to go. Damn, yeah. My dad got to do it.
Nah, you can try to control it. They don't be wet. I ain't talking about the wet ones.
Hold on. Are you single right now? Are you single?
Man, the caller in the penalty box. He don't got too nasty for me, man. That boy ain't too graphic. Huh? And I think I know that caller. I never look at him the same. Not the wet ones and all that. Man, look here. That's too
oozing
much information.
Out.
Yeah, man. Oh, Lord.
You unsure about what you got going
My
on?
My thing is, if you want to be treated like a lady, I need you to act like a lady. Yeah, you can feel it boiling up in your stomach. Act like you got it. Hey, baby, excuse me. I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. Do whatever you got to do behind that door. But come back out a lady.
I mean, this is me. This is me. If it something happens and you just can't control it and you got to let it go, don't bust your guts on the count of me. But I know there have been times where you sit and you wonder, like, why are you getting up going to, you know, you're trying to figure it out, and that's what's going on. They're going to the bathroom to let some gas off. Now, I don't want you to sit there and be comfortable like, okay, I don't feel like getting up, I'm just letting this one go. Nah, we're not comfortable like that. That I can understand. But sometimes you just got to look. I know if I get up, if I move, it's really going to come out. I know they
she needs to get the moving, man. She got to go. Let me bring 305 back on. 305-890, what's good?
Hey, come on, man. This dude talking about spray farts. I'm trying to grub, man. Come on now. What's really good out there?
Hey, yeah, he went too much. We wasn't talking about changing drawers. He just talking about a little gas. He don't think it's the place up.
He don't broke it down and got descriptive. We classifying him now.
he said he got to ooze that joint out. If it's oozing, one thing about it, it ain't no gas.
He got me sick. I might have a commercial break or something because, Lord, I don't even know the cat, and I'm sick to my stomach.
Nigga need that
listen,
around it.
Hey, listen, let me interject real quick, man, to go back to what the lady caller said after 10 years. Listen, that ain't nothing but the dude don't let her get that comfortable, man. You can't, if that dude laid down some ground rules that, hey, we ain't going to get down like that, then I don't care how much time elapses, she ain't never going to let it get down like that.
No, you're right about that. You're 100% right about that. Look here, cuz, I was in a relationship and a mug did it in a sleep, had no clue. But I just so happened to be up watching SportsCenter, and I'm like, wait a minute. No, she didn't. She called right here. I had to check on her. I woke her ass up and checked right then and there, like, look up. This is what you can't do. And she didn't even know she had done it because she was asleep. But, hey, look here, man. Whatever you got to do right before you lay down, you need to get all that up out of you. This ain't what it is. It ain't
happening.
It took me 2 months to kiss her afterwards.
That's heavy right there.
All right, disrespectful.
That's now, in defense of the woman, she can't help it if she sleeps.
Man, look here. Yes, she can.
You can't help
go
it.
Go to the bathroom, act like you got to pee or something, and brush your teeth or something. Do something before you get in bed.
You know when you sleep, you got gases and everything in your body. Everything is starting to settle, and it's coming out when you sleep.
No.
So sometimes.
813-703.
You don't have no control over.
What you got to say?
Man, I probably would have excused the one in her sleep as long as it wasn't too spanked. You know what I mean? If it was too spanked, well, I had to wake up and be like, hey, I know you were asleep, but, I mean, hey. But I would have excused that because she was asleep. She didn't really have no consciousness of what she was doing. It was just bodily, natural bodily function that was happening. So, you know, I'll excuse that. But you ain't just in the blatantly just, you know, pass gas in front of me, man. That's just nasty. That's not ladylike. I need you to be on your best behavior at all times.
Yeah, because my thing is, once you start farting and stuff in front of me, that's when I stop opening doors and stuff for you. Because now you a dude. Right. Man, you acting like a dude now. Nah, hey, so, hey, no more kisses or nothing. I'll give you dap. You can get some dap. And I'm going to just start treating you like a dude, which means we are no longer sleeping in the same bed either. Oh, that's ruined.
That's heavy.
Hey, man, hey. That's what you get for being a lady. So, sort of like dealing with high heels. They don't love to wear them, but they throw them on for the sake of fashion.
Okay. Well, speaking of burping and farting in front of your mate, this seems to segue into the next topic.
That we'll touch as soon as I go pee. Commercial break. Then.
When we come back from break, 7 things you should be comfortable doing in front of your man.
With this host, DJ TJ. Call in right now at 646-478-3372. Again, that's 646-478-3372. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at PerpInfo, and also the host, at Ish5014. Watch the show live on PerpInfo.com/PerpTV or at PerpInfo.com/PerpRadio. Call in right now at 646-478-3372. Again, that's 646-478-3372. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Perp Info and also the host at ES5014. Watch the show live on perpinfo.com/perptv or at perpinfo.com/perpradio.
Not being able to find the latest in hip-hop and entertainment news in your area? Look no further. Log your punk ass off at www.perpinfo.com. That's right, you heard it here first, perpinfo.com. And for all your entertainment and marketing needs, you can call DSFXENT. That's 813-444-DSFX. Once again, that's DSFXENT for all your entertainment and marketing needs. And that phone number is 813-444-DSFX.
Is it ever okay to burp or fart in front of your man?
What was the question again?
Is it ever okay to burp or fart in front of your mate?
Yes.
Wow.
Back at the building.
Wow.
Shaman T. Fred.
You mad.
You got to holler at GSFX.
Team
for all your entertainment and marketing needs.
Hey,
you nasty.
I just,
they offer
hold on. I got one more call on the brain on the air real
and you can choose any two.
305.
Just know that good service
with...
cheap won't be fast. And good service fast won't be cheap. And fast service cheap will not be good.
Give him a little 2 cents real fast.
And I'm going
to
let you ride.
You're going to take me to market needs. Anywhere from branding to graphics, service, engine optimization, website, software, music production, studio time, business consulting, clothing, and marketing. We do all of this. Once again, that's DSFXENT, 813-444-DSFX. That phone number again is 813-444-DSFX.
That thing's so good, I just can't let it be. You're such a woman, never call
be. I won't judge it by your past. Shit get crazy when your life is moving fast. You're so bad, I treat you like you was mine. Even though we be together for a limited time. I love the way you handle yours, but we so grown. Tell that nigga tonight you won't be coming home.
Yes, we're back. What we're about to dive into now is seven things you should be comfortable doing in front of your man.
All right.
Once again, this is seven things you should be comfortable doing in front of your man. And when we go into this, if you feel any type of way about anything that we're saying, you can reach us at 646-478-3372. Once again, it's 646-478-3372.
Perpinfo.com.
Yeah. Now, the first thing is getting mad at him. Well, hell, y'all get mad anyway, whether we like it or not. And so you're automatically comfortable doing it because you're doing it.
There you go.
So, hell, why is that one of the things? Like, I've never met a woman who feels uncomfortable getting mad. They just get mad. Shit, man. I'm the uncomfortable one, not the woman. Man. Why the hell are you mad? If we can't discuss this?
Well, here's another one. Getting mad at others.
In front of your man.
In front of your man. Getting mad at others in front of your man. I can't knock that. Be comfortable with it. You ain't feeling the same.
No, I got a problem with it. Because, dang. You're driving me into a corner that I really didn't want to.
Can I keep it real. We talk.
For the people, I got to keep it 100. I've been getting deletions on Facebook. All kinds of stuff, because I just keep it 100. If you don't like what I'm saying, so be it. It is what it is.
Now,
damn.
Getting mad at others in front of you. Being comfortable getting mad at others in front of your man.
Now, I can take it if it's like, because one of my pet peeves is, if I hand you my money, and you put when you get my change, you put it on the counter, I got a problem. I'm always going to address that because I'm either address it, give you one of the dirtiest damn looks you've ever seen in your life. That is like a pet peeve of mine.
Okay.
Certain women, I hate the stereotype, but certain women do have certain anger is not with everything. Like, oh damn, that, we ain't even got our food yet. You're going off on them, and now I'm supposed to sit here and expect my food not to be spit in because you don't snap.
Stir it up.
Yeah. How far are we going with this?
I mean, that's as soon as people put the plate in front of you with that rice and that meat, you're gonna stir it up anyway before you eat it. So stir it up.
No, how far are we gonna go with this?
Oh,
getting mad at others.
Go in. You said you're keeping it real. Keep talking ish with us. Keep it real. If you're in the corner, get out of the corner.
All right, let me fight my way out then. Damn it. Most of the time, I guess it's gonna. Oh damn!
Keep it real. Come out of the corner. You're in the corner. Come out of the corner.
Black women.
Okay.
Touchy subject.
Very touchy, but very realistic. That's that bullshit that normally happens when you're with them. Like, yeah, okay. Some things you can overlook, and they're not going to overlook. Like, damn, really? This right here, this type of scene? This is what you're going to do right here, right now? I got to take this. You ain't concerned how we going to look after you done clicking. You just going to snap.
Now, let's look at this from another perspective. It says getting mad at others. The thing is,
like you were saying, how...
Oh, mommies will snap, too.
How far will she let her anger get her out of control? Will she get upset and keep it tactful? Because you can be upset, you can be mad, and still keep it tactful in trying to, you know, address what's going on. Now,
that's cool.
But the circus show, and at the circus show, I can't deal with the circus show either.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't need the...
Ruining,
neck churning and
ruining your appetite.
Yeah.
The whole day, you just feel like the whole day is just wasted.
Yeah.
When
once you get to that point where where's your manager over some bullshit about that, everybody's waiting. Everybody had reservations, and we're all just waiting, and you just snap. Or you didn't order onions on whatever you eating, and a quarter piece of onion was in something. I ain't paying for this shit.
And see,
I don't need that in my life.
Another thing too is we need to have a more thorough screening of our dates.
This is true.
Yeah, there's some mental issues out there. You got a whole lot of stuff going on there. You got Zoloft, you got Prozac, you got M&M's and Skittles. You got a whole lot of things going out there for a whole lot of different kind of people. So sometimes they ain't rap
Wait
right.
Wait a minute.
Sometimes they ain't rap right.
Wait a minute.
I'm telling you, sometimes they ain't rap right.
I'm starting to think you're not rap tight. What
like,
the hell M&M's and Skittles got to do with what the hell we talking about?
I'm talking about the colorful pills they give you when you had them conditioned. And, you know.
Who gives out Skittles?
Skittles come in green, yellow, red, orange, just like some of these medications. This is the, yeah.
What local street pharmacist gives out Skittles?
You ever heard the song about the green and yellow purple pills? Green and yellow.
You ever heard the song that comes on right before you're in the penalty box?
Okay. I'll take that.
Huh?
I'll take that.
It is not. Give me a little more volume on that song. I need a little more volume on that song. Shit. Good old shuffle going on right now. Huh? Get your ass in the penalty box. Yeah. Good shit right here. Hey. And I'm going to move on with the 7 things you should be comfortable doing in front of your man. Another one is crying. Hell, y'all gonna do that anyway. It don't matter how comfortable you are. Shit, you just gonna cry. All right, yeah. We know that going into the situation, you'll cry. Not shocking, not surprising me when you do it. I've never cried a day in my life. I'm lying. I might have cried once or twice. I might have cried. Shit, I am a bit of a crier now that I think about it. Hell, I cry. I've cried off American Idol. When Fantasia did that one song, damn, eyes got a little watery. That year she won American Idol. I might have cried. Patch Adams. I might have cried on Patch Adams when the girlfriend answered the door and she wound up dying. And Patch ain't want to be a doctor no more. That kind of shook me up a little bit. Color Purple. Color Purple had about 3 scenes that had my eyes a little puffy. Just like that, huh? You get out the penalty box and you put me on the spot.
Oh, okay. I didn't know I was out of the penalty box. Okay, what 3 scenes?
When Oprah was talking about when she got out of jail. And they were at the dinner table.
Now, I was crooked.
And she yelled, hey, that scene there. That scene, that, man, I'm about to choke up now, man. I'm on TV. I can't do this right now. Sophia had me. I was a little. And when Sophia got beat up by the cops, that did it to me a little bit.
Okay.
And when Mama. Umobutu, Mama.
Okay.
Umobutu, Mama.
Okay.
That scene there. It kind of caught me up a little bit, too.
Okay, okay.
That Color Purple had some scenes in it now.
Now, I would agree with those last 2 scenes you said when they saw their mom.
And the one where they, her and Whoopi were doing patty cake out in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
And when Whoopi got hit in the head with the rock. Oh, boy, this is your mammy. Ain't none of my mammy. And threw the rock at her. I felt bad for her. The next thing you know, Danny Glover on top of her doing his business.
Yeah.
Sneezing on and everything. I felt bad for her.
Yeah. She so is ugly.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, Color Purple might have made me a little tear up more than any other movie in the first couple times I seen it.
So you do right by me, everything you do gonna fail.
Yeah, hey, Color Purple's a must.
And she put up the Crip sign when she did it.
Let me think, was there something else? Five Heartbeats. No, I'm lying. Nothing about it. Yeah, Five Heartbeats. When old boy was whistling the song and stuff,
when
going
Eddie,
down on the
Eddie
elevator.
Kane, Eddie Kane came up.
No, that was kind of funny.
That made me cry, man.
But dang, nah, when he was coming down on the elevator and he got his car, you kind of knew it was about to happen, and he got hit by the garbage truck. That kind of hurt me. You know, Five Heartbeats like the greatest movie of all time to me.
But what about I'm a Star? I'm a Star was a tearjerker when they started jumping off the boat. The lady had the baby, she just fell over when she had the baby on the I'm a Star.
I've never seen I'm a Star. Yes, I have. Yeah, I have. Yeah, that was
yeah.
A little tearjerker.
Yeah. I got a little sensitive on that myself.
Kunta Kinte.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that you know. See, I was fighting back then, and yeah, I walked out of class and just started swinging on folks. Like,
go ahead.
Hey man, look here, I'm hot.
Mississippi Burning was a tearjerker.
Yeah, Rosewood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Elephant Man.
Those weren't tearjerker. Those was
violent jerkers.
Like, you just mentioned in that name struck up violence in my soul right now.
The Elephant Man was a tearjerker. The Elephant Man. I am not an animal. I am a human being.
Oh, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. Short Circuit 2. When he started bleeding.
Nah.
Yeah, Johnny Five is alive.
Nah, that's something I wouldn't have put
hey,
on airwaves.
Man, look here. Johnny Five said it was oil, it was blood.
One thing about Ron Blake, he ain't crying over no robot.
Man, look here. Johnny Five said he was alive. And them gangbangers went to beating on him. Hey, look here. Hey, I cried for Johnny, man.
Robot.
I'm mad enough to admit it. I cried for Johnny because I was like, Johnny Five is alive.
Shoot, Johnny, you go to the next day to rap a little more than Johnny, right?
Hey, Johnny Five choked me up a little bit. What else? Man,
Pretty Woman?
No, ain't nothing about Pretty Woman choked me up.
Pretty Woman when he came back with the roses in the limo
at
the end of the movie.
Really?
I felt a little way about that. Right?
Pretty Woman, huh?
Pretty Woman, Julia Roberts.
What part again?
At the end when he came back with the rose.
He's just going to repeat it, huh?
Yeah.
Hey.
Producer, I'm going to let you handle this one. It's on you. Cue it up, set him up however you want to set him up.
Yeah, he's in there.
Yeah, what you ain't going to do is bring up a movie about a hooker. Yeah. You ain't gonna bring up a hooker getting money out here talking about it's sad and you teared up over it. That's what I can't accept. That was too much.
Too much.
Yeah, I'm gonna cry over the hooker. She got her money.
Hey, I asked him what part. He repeated.
Yeah, hey. I've known him for years. He was never that bright when it came to that. He just waltzed on into that like it was a slow dance or something. What part? He did the two-step into it.
Oh, yeah,
that was sad. That was sad. You could miss me with whatever the hoop. What a pretty one. Yeah, nah. Shit, I think the last movie I cried over though was Training Day. Denzel wasn't supposed to die at the end of that thing when I first seen it. Denzel dying kind of might have choked me up a little bit. Oh, it's people coming in with shirts off. Yeah. Somebody that walked in here looking like a Mars Stoudemire with the shirt off. Well, damn, Bearcat.
I love it when you handle yours when we so grown. Tell that nigga tonight you won't be coming home.
We're gonna take a quick commercial break and get everything correct. What we're about to dive into now is...
Take a look at me. Tell me, do you like what you see? Do you think you can? Do you think you can do me? Kiss me, pretty baby. Touch me all over. Girl, what makes you think you can deal with me?
To the seven things you should be comfortable doing in front of your man. After crying, the next one was being insecure. I don't mind that because that's what I'm there for. To let you know, like, do I look fat in this? I'm not going to say, hey, well, sometimes I will. If you truly look fat in something, I'm going to let you know right off top, like, hey, because you're representing the both of us. Look here, man, that shit kind of, some things sticking out some places it shouldn't be, boo. What I do is come a little more politically correct, because I ain't trying to mess up the whole evening. I'll just be like, yeah, that looks good on you, but that one top, where's that top at? That top, I mean, it really works whenever you wear it. Like, it's can't miss.
Constructive criticism.
Yeah. Although sometimes you just want to say the real. Like,
have you lost your mind?
Yeah, you knew that shit wasn't working when you bought it. Huh?
If you came home with this shit, and I wanted to tell you, as soon as you came home with it, it was ugly as hell.
You ain't wore a size 2 since you was 18.
Yeah. Not shit sticking out all sorts of places, rolls and shit.
Looking like a muffin.
Yeah. Yeah, nah, I'm with being sensitive, being insecure. I can deal with that because that's what I'm there for, to let you know, like, nah, you should feel secure and you should know that I got your back. I know how to say shit in a certain type of way that'll get you up out of something that's not looking right without hurting your feelings. What you trying to say on fat?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, but I ain't gonna say it like that.
I feel you. Hey, look, that's not working.
Yeah.
You might have to mix and match tonight.
If you're a little on the heavy side, yellow is not your color. Uh-huh. That black works every time you wear it. Slim it down, boo. I got you.
You don't wear stripes.
Hey, man. Hey, I haven't. Well, I'm about to lie. I was looking on Facebook at some pictures earlier, and stripes work on certain people.
On certain people.
Yeah, but if you're damn near fluffy, leave them stripes alone.
Yeah, just like skinny jeans ain't meant for everybody.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing was not looking at her best. I'm cool with that if we're going to 7-Eleven.
Or waking up next to each other in the morning.
Yeah, I could give a damn how you look then, because that's not a deal breaker.
But we can't go out.
Nah, shit. Nah, whatever you did to get me, that's how you need to look when we step out.
We can't be going out to eat, you know, at a 5-star luxury restaurant, and you looking like Raggedy Ann.
Yeah.
That's not going
to
happen.
I mean, you can look raggedy if we just going to Redbox.
I'm not even taking
or
you
something.
To,
your ass ain't getting out the car. Now then, I could give a damn how you looking.
I'm not even taking you through Checkers drive-thru if you're not right.
So what about when they go to sleep and throwing that hairnet?
I'm cool with that.
No, I'm only putting up with that so many nights out the week, though. You're not going to do this to me every damn night. I'm not going to deal with this damn hairnet and shit. And I'm not sure what I'm going to bed with. Like, this ain't who I met.
Baby, go ahead and do your thing.
This is not who I met, though. I didn't meet this hairnet I can deal with the weed,
but you want her to be
snatch off that weed.
You want her to be comfortable.
Or the lace front. You snap that lace front off, and I'm dealing with a whole nother issue now. Like, wait, I got more hair than you.
But you want her to be comfortable around you.
No, you ain't going to be but so damn. Nah,
you're not going to be.
That's what they say.
Where do we get this information from, first of all? First, we got to check the source first.
It was, man, look here, you can't do that right now on there.
I'm just curious.
Hey, damn, from a web page, I can't just have you.
I've seen that Daffy Duck could have put this information up there. So, I mean, how credible is Daffy Duck?
Hey, I'm questioning, I'm thinking Daffy right next to me right now. Hey, you losing your damn mind.
I'm just saying, it says 7 things you should be comfortable doing in front of your man, and one of them is not looking at her best. That's what it says. I'm just reading from the paper. 7 things you should be comfortable doing in front of your man. Penalty box.
Yeah. Hold on. I need my producer to set him up for it.
Can you repeat that again?
I need the producer to set him up for where he's headed.
7 things you should be comfortable doing in front of your man.
Hey, turn him down. Turn you up.
Okay. I don't even know how to set him up, man. He set himself up with a Daffy Duck comment.
Well, let me give it a shot. You sound like a damn fool right now, man. Hey, I've heard smarter comments from pigeons. And I don't know what the hell they talking about. And you gonna jump your ass out
all willy nilly. I can't even remember the comment. What was the comment, producer?
He said something about Daffy Duck.
Yeah. Anytime you bring up Daffy Duck on a grown man's talk show, your ass need to go straight to the penalty box. Huh? Now, I might have let you ride out with Fraggle Rocks or something, you know, but Daffy gets no play.
It just wasn't.
You might have got spared on talking about Braveheart or something, anything but
Daffy Duck.
Daffy damn duck.
That's what he fixed his mouth to say, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Nah. Unless you're gonna do some hand signals, they ain't gonna hear you. But I'm bringing you back on now.
Okay. If I can explain myself. Mentioning mentioning Daffy Duck. You said you didn't know where the information came from, it just came from the internet. So I said what Daffy Duck could have wrote the information. That's what I was mentioning. So how credible is the information that we're reading that a woman should be comfortable getting mad in front of a man at him? How should she be comfortable with that? How credible is that? But all I'm saying
is... I Googled it.
You Googled it. From where?
From the internet.
Okay,
where else you going to Google from?
Cosmopolitan, Us People.
Man, look here.
Where did it come from?
In this day and age, I understand you damn near 70.
Uh-huh.
This day and age, man, when you Google something and you get it, it's law. It's law when you Google it, and you can work from there.
That's heavy right there.
Yeah. That's why Wikipedia stopped doing the books and stuff. And you just got to do whatever you're going to do, you need to get it from the internet. Google it.
Okay. We agree to disagree on that. What's the next topic? Seven things you become. What's the next one?
Getting sick, upset stomach,
indigestion. Wow. Okay.
I'm going to take it a little bit, but this is going to the subject earlier. Now, you ain't going to be but so damn sick in front of me. Real talk, I can only put up with so much. I'm not gonna, no, you ain't gonna be. I walk into the bathroom, look at the toilet, and you've done all kinds of damage that you too sick to clean up.
All kinds of unspeakables.
Yeah.
Horrible, just horrible things.
Our relationship is damaged.
Nothing any human being should have to witness. Unless, of course, you know, you ate a little something, you know, okay, I know you're not feeling right, but, you know, you might have a baby in you too. So, I understand you got some things going on, but. What I need you to do when we go out, I don't need you to try to, like, get all of the spicy stuff on the menu. Just, you know, stick with the salads and the light stuff, because all this other stuff is going to upset your stomach, and we'll have some issues when we get back to the house.
Let me bring this caller in. Hello, caller, you on the air.
Yeah, I'd just like to say, I heard my brother talking about salad. Salad is a cleanser. Salad make you a little regular.
Yeah.
So salad might not be what you want if you got somebody that's regular. You want to stick to yourself like old tilapia and a baked potato.
Yeah, yeah. Get you something with some bread. That bread.
Yeah, bread and oil. But that salad, that's a cleanser. That's a body cleanser. It might not get you that night, but it's going to clean you.
But, Carla, you don't want to locked up around you, because when you're locked up, that's when that gas start coming on, because, you know, we got some things trying to happen. So you want to keep her regular so that at 7 o'clock in the morning, you know every morning at 7 o'clock, she going to do her thing from that salad from last night.
I agree. Oh, this, you talking about the woman you with or just that one-night stand, though?
It don't matter. I need you to be right when I show up.
I already know.
We may need to call, you know, you need to drink some Dick Gregory or, you know, get on some Crystal Light or something or, you know, some, I don't know, Pilates or something, but get right.
Okay. Y'all guys, keep up the good work, man.
Yeah, let me ask you something before you go.
Okay, my phone a little in and out, but I'm listening. Go ahead.
You got Metro PCS?
Get off Metro.
Track phone?
Man, speak on, man. We ain't getting into all to the politics of it.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Is it
never okay for a woman to fart in front of her mate.
Is it okay for a woman to fart in front of her mate?
Yes.
Silently.
As long as you don't hear it, you smell it and be cool.
I mean, I ain't gonna be cool. It depends on how long you've been with the woman. I ain't gonna be cool, but oh man, I'm just be like, damn, girl, smell you. Better tighten up now. Smell your little stink ass over there. You done let some gas loose. I ain't gonna wild and be like, oh no, I can't be with you. I'm just be like, yeah. Better not say too much about me now. Let me one go.
Now, let me ask you this. With that being said, is it going to mess up your sexual experience for that night?
Nah, man. Hell nah, man. No, sir. Excuse me, but no, sir. This my first time or is this my lady?
Either way.
Nah, I ain't going to mess nothing up. Because I don't know how you do hoes. I don't do much dancing back there in that Duke and Shoot area. I keep me a little bit up north of than that.
So you're still willing to do that, and that fart is not on your mind while you're doing that.
No, not at all, dog. That fart come and go, man. That just like a little underarm stink. That thing done came out. It done did what it's gonna do. It's through now. Ain't like it's lingering. Ain't like it's a little what they call it, dingleberry. Just a little L.
Well, you get a little graphic now. You get a little graphic. You talking about, you know, berries and everything. You appear to have been looking some places a little too close, a little longer than what you should have when you start noticing berries. What so the question now becomes, what are you really into? What are you really into to where, you know, you start looking at, you know, dingleberries? What are you really into? See, you took it somewhere that fight that, basically.
Sexually, what am I really into?
Well, yeah, you start talking about dingleberries. I mean, what's going on? I mean, what are you looking at that close to where you can notice these things? What type of woman are you dealing with? That's the question.
What I'm telling you is, I ain't worrying about the smell. The woman gonna fart. I'm saying the dingleberries is what's gonna lead the smell. Fart ain't gonna leave no smell. Fart is like a burp. You smell it for 2 seconds and it's gone. Now, I don't mean they ain't gonna kiss you. A fart, it lasts 2-3 seconds and it's gone. Now, I ain't mean they ain't gonna hit you.
You just might be the nastiest smell I've ever met in my life.
According to physics, that heavy gas stay around for more than 2 seconds. That heavy gas.
Now, you heard, she gave you the first warning shot and you weren't doing anything. Now, say you go down that way, and she get a little more backfire in her.
You get your shot
across. No, you don't eat the pussy. You don't eat that. You just beat that.
Now, what if you down there, and something to come out one more again? Oops, my bad.
Oh, you talking? And you down there, you got your mouth in there?
I mean, not actually down there, but your face is there.
There you go again, put yourself out there. What are you really into?
Yeah, you might be the nastiest cat I've ever talked to on this show.
Now, if I'm on my way downtown and I somebody pop off, all bets are off.
You might be the nastiest cat in this side of the galaxy.
I don't need fart booty.
I feel you. Hey, I appreciate you for calling. You gave real answers.
Yeah. Keep calling. Keep talking this with us.
We're going to take a quick 1-minute, 2-minute break. And we're going to jump into the secret letter.
Indeed. One.
your punk ass on www.perpinfo.com. That's right, you heard it here first, perpinfo.com. And for all your entertainment and marketing needs, you can call DSFXENT. That's 813-444-DSFX. Once again, that's DSFXENT for all your entertainment and marketing needs. And that phone number is 813-444-DSFX. They offer three types of service: good, cheap, and fast. And you can choose any two. Just know that good service won't be fast, and good service won't be cheap, and fast service cheap will not be good. Come to DSFXENT for any of your entertainment and marketing needs, anywhere from branding to graphics to service engine optimization, website, software, visual production, studio time, business consulting, clothing, and marketing. We do all of this. Once again, it's DSFXENT. 444-DSFX. That phone number is 813-444-DSFX.
Yeah, we're back. We're back.
What we're going to do
is get into these secret letters.
Let's get into the secret letters.
Okay.
Very interesting. Secret letters.
All right. Yeah. This one is sent in, and it was like, why the hell is it so hard for a guy to be real to a woman when she keeping it 100 with you? Seriously, we over here in the middle of an argument, and the dude posting comments about cartoons and shit.
Well, he might not be keeping it real with himself.
That wasn't the brightest comment ever. What's going on is he ain't giving a damn about what the hell you talking about. He just wants you to shut up, and he's trying to do other things because he's trying not to pay attention to you. You talking too damn much.
Well, he said there's an argument, so there's a disagreement. So if she might be saying something that's worth listening to.
No, because there's an argument doesn't mean that the man is actually arguing. She's doing the arguing. He's trying not to hear that shit. He's just steady trying to spark shit up.
I think we should listen to see what's going on. Listen to see what's going on. Assess the problem. We can't like they don't exist. We
I like doing that. That's my favorite thing to do.
Single, right? Yeah. Oh, okay. What
there's
was
that? You single, right?
Pop.
Either.
Well, see,
hey, hey.
Well, see.
I like my method. I'm saving.
See, we got
talking about something I don't want to damn hear in the first place.
See, we got to listen because sometimes it's about us. See, this is, I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna keep it real, right? Sometimes what we fail to do is we don't listen to a woman. We don't listen to a woman. Whether she knows what she's saying or what the case is, sometimes we got to take the out of the equation and listen to what's being said. So sometimes what she's saying, she might have an issue herself. She's asking to you. It may not be about you. It's about you listening to her saying, look, I got a problem with me. Help me out. And she's not arguing. She's just passionate about what she's saying.
Damn that. I don't want to hear that shit. You talk that shit to somebody else, I'm going to shut down, and I'm going to keep playing the game or whatever until you get that shit off your chest to somebody else. Call a friend.
Well,
dial a friend. Well, hey, we do it like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Dial a friend. I don't want to hear this shit.
But it's interesting that, you know, in the middle of a heated argument, he has cartoons on his mind. So we got
cartoons are fun.
Yeah, but then we got to think of, you know, what kind of guy are you choosing to where you're in the middle of a serious, you know, conversation and you got cartoons on your mind.
Maybe it's serious toward, as far as she's concerned, as far as I'm concerned, Charlie Brown talk.
We gotta listen. We gotta listen.
I'm not listening to anything I don't want to hear.
Relationships about communication.
Not true.
Yes.
Relationships are about understanding.
No, but hold up. Relationships are about communication.
If wrong.
Listen what I'm saying. Let me see my point.
Okay.
Because I'm disagreeing with you, but what I'm saying is communication brings about the understanding. So if you're not communicating, you can't get understanding. So the basis, the foundation of the relationship is communication. Listening and speaking.
Okay. If I'm sitting up here ignoring your ass, I'm showing a form of communication that I don't want to hear this shit. And you steady running your mouth. Hell, the breakdown in communication ain't on my part. It's on her. Shut the hell up. I don't want to hear it. I'm not trying to hear this right now. You're going to fuck around and make me mad and lose my temper, and I'm going to say something that's really going to set shit off. So your best method is, okay, know your mate. The key is to know your mate. And if you want to be with that mate, you understand where your point is, where his point is, as far as being with that mate and what really ticks him off. When that mate shuts up and he's giving you the look like, say something else and I'm a snap in here, shut the hell up. Don't say nothing else. Why? That's not communication. If you understand in that male, you knowing that male ain't trying to hear nothing else you're talking about. And if you keep running your mouth, the repercussions of it is on you.
Communication is the key.
Damn that.
Communication.
Understanding is the key.
Communication.
You gotta understand who you're with.
But before you can understand, you gotta communicate.
No. Understand me not trying to hold this conversation and letting you guys know right then. Understand me. I'm not trying to hear nothing else you trying to say. And if you keep running your mouth, I'm going to blow it.
I'm trying to see what's going on so we can straighten this. I just can't let it. I can't let it fester, boil, and let it become an issue in a relationship. So we need to talk about what's going on. So
man, that's a waste of
time. I'm saying, like, baby, what's going on? What's on your mind? Talk to me. I'm listening to you. What's going on?
I might jump out the gates with an open ear. But once I've said my piece and she wants to keep running her trap, I got nothing else to say about it.
Effective communication is the key.
Man, effective understanding is the key. You keep trying to use the communication word, but I'm bringing this caller in and see what they got to say. Hello, caller, you on air.
What's up?
Hello? Yeah, hey, caller, you want to talk, press 1. But I'm not going to sit up and listen to something I don't feel like hearing. I don't care if I'm right or wrong. If I don't hear it, I just don't want to hear it. It is what it is. So you, the woman continuing on her mouth is not benefiting the situation. She's not helping the situation by running her mouth on something I don't want to hear.
Well, see,
that's why I say it's effective understanding.
Well, what I say is effective communication is because if you don't communicate, if there's no exchange of information, there can't be any understanding, period. I don't care if it's body language, if it's verbal, or if it's something that's preconceived or understood. If there is no communication, no exchange of information, there can't be any understanding of the situation, period.
Man,
so we got to talk about it. I got to hear something or I got to say something.
No, you
something.
Don't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
When I shut the hell up and my eyes are bloodshot red and you see my ass over there shaking like I'm ready to just strangle somebody, understand it's because your ass won't shut the hell up and I'm not trying to hear nothing else you got to say about this.
Well, that's not effective communication.
No,
that means
you might need some
effective medication.
That's why I'm not talking about communication. It's effective understanding. Understand I'm not trying to hear nothing else you got to say. Shut the hell up. I don't want to hear it. Shut up. Just shut the hell up. Period. Point blank, period. Shut up.
Communication is the key.
Now,
next time.
Let's
go to the next time.
That's what women say.
Run out of time.
It is communication. We are out of time.
Ain't that something?
Hey, and I want to thank everybody for calling in to another great show.
Yeah.
Talking this with this. I want to thank the co-host, Robin Loon.
Appreciate
for
you.
Stepping in tonight.
Appreciate
doing what he do.
Appreciate you having me.
You know what I'm saying? You got something you need to plug real quick?
Yeah, we're going to plug sunqmoon.com. We're going to plug Dark South Music Productions, D-A-R-Q South Music, W-S-I-Q Productions. We're going to shout out Arcane Isles Productions. We shouting out, wow.
Yeah.
Static Frequency is now available online. iTunes, you get it at cdbaby.com, you get it at Bandcamp, you get it at SoundClick. Static Frequency, STIQ Frequency. Get it online. Holler at your boy.
What you're not going to do is come on talking ish with ish and plug more shit than ish.
Call in 646-476-3372.
Wrong number. 646-478-3372.
There you have it.
Hit me up, ish5014 on Twitter.
There you have it.
Producer, where you at?
Where you at?
At JWIG 24/7. That's JWIG 247.
There you have
DJ TJ.
At DJ TJ ENT.
At Rod Lee. At H Brook Rod.
At
AB, where you at? At
Real
AB.
At
Will Ray.
At Romalik 17.
At the Real Will Ray.
That's a tongue twister. Right?
Yeah.
At the Real.
Yeah, I almost threw the mic at the back
at
of his
the
head
real
for that
Will,
shit.
That's a tongue twister. You can't even say that three
at
times.
At the Real Will Ray.
At the Real Will Ray.
Say
it y'all
three
got
more
it.
Times.
At Romalik 17.
Say it three
R-A-M-A-L-E-E-Q 17.
And you can't forget at Perp Info.
You can't forget
yeah,
at
Perp
Info.
Tune in to PerpInfo.com.
Google Perp Info.
Hey, we taking over.
Hashtag team got perp.
Yeah, hey. Damn media takeout or whatever. We get that shit up quicker, earlier.
6:30 in the morning.
You already know. We're out here. Go to the page. You understand.
And when you're driving to work in the morning, remember, squirrels have feelings too. Watch out for the wildlife.
Do we got enough time to play Penalty Box music?
Yeah. Hit it one time. This that going out.
Okay.
Hey, this that co-host.
That's that Sandman.
Damn them made it out of all the way through the show and didn't quite make it.
Didn't quite make it.
Yeah, he did that.
But, we out this bit.
Yeah. PerpInfo.com, PerpInfo.com, PerpInfo.com.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 5014.
Thank you very much.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
It's Mel Bossy. I am W-A-S.
Really high tonight. We tipped the waiter $100 to keep the ice cold.
right? We the last ones to keep the wise guys cold alive. If I can't live by my word, then I'd much rather die. No, no, don't thank me, it's just how my suit is stitched. I'm cut from a different cloth, I'm just who the shoe fits. Put a color for money like a Tom Cruise fits. If I put eight balls in corners without using pool sticks. Beautiful music when champagne flutes click, eh. Beautiful women sipping through rouge lips, eh. Danger approaches with like, wait, who's this? Let us save you some trouble, son, what size suit you in? This way, after the Ruger shoots through a few clips, you can lay in your casket just as you is. We appreciate the target practices. We'll be sure to send flower baskets, kid. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're far too kind. Hold your applause. Not mine. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You fuck too kind. Do me a favor, don't do me no favors. I'll handle mine. I was gonna kill a couple rappers, but they did it to themselves. I was gonna do it with the flow, but they did it with the sales. I was gonna 9-11 them, but they didn't need the help. And they did a good job, them boys are talented as hell. Not only did they brick, they put a building up as well. They ran a plane into that building, and when that building fell, ran to the crash site with no mask and in hell. Toxic deep inside their lungs until both of them was failed. Blew a cloud out like an L into a jar that took a smell. They heard the secondhand smoke kills. Niggas thought they was ill, found out they was ill. And if you know exactly how I wanted you to fail. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're far too kind. Hold your applause. This is your song, not mine. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're far too kind. Do me a favor, don't do me no favors. I'll can't do mine. Really high, really, really high. No, really, really high, really high tonight. We are really high, really high tonight. We are really high, really high tonight. Love you, love you. Kiss the wife tonight for me.
Tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap, I bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Damn, what you say about me? I don't know, man. Fuck this on your biscuit. Swinging on a big fish. I don't know, man. I'm shitting on your whole life. What they say about me? I don't know, man. Fuck this on your big fish. If I get hit, swinging on a big fish. I don't know, man. I'm shitting on your whole life. It ain't nothing. I have to fuck. Tell me nothing. I bees in the trap. Bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Man, I'm out in Texas. Man, I'm out in A-Town. Then I'm up in Chi-Town. Or my name is down. It's that New Orleans. It's L.A. or the Bay. It's New York, Philly, and the whole DMV. I'm a Detroit player. Man, it's North-South Cat. Ohio. Got St. Louis on deck. It's Delaware, Connecticut. It's New Jersey. Got hella bricks. It's Queens, Brooklyn. And yeah, they want Harlem and Allen. Bitch, you say shit, it ain't saying nothing. Can the motherfucker tell me nothing? I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. What you say, tell me? I don't know, man. Fuck this boy, you're swinging.
One hand in the air, if you don't really care. Two hands in the air, if you don't really care. It's like that sometimes, I mean ridiculous. It's like that sometimes, shit ridiculous. One hand in the air if you don't really care. Middle finger in the air if you don't really care. It's like that sometimes, man, ridiculous. Life can be sometimes.